The buyers and sellers at the happiness market seem too often to have lost their sense of the pleasure of difficulty. Heaven knows what they are playing, but it seems a dull game. And the Indian holy man seems dull to us. I suppose because he seems to be refusing to play anything at all. The Western weakness may be in the illusion that happiness can be bought. Perhaps the Eastern weakness may be in the idea that there is such a thing as perfect, and therefore static, happiness. Happiness is never more than partial. There are no pure states of mankind. Whatever else happiness may be, it is neither in having nor in being, but in becoming. What the Founding Fathers declared for us as an inherent right, we should do well to remember, was not happiness, but the pursuit of happiness. What they might have underlined, could they have foreseen the happiness market, is the cardinal fact that happiness is in the pursuit itself, in the meaningful pursuit of what is life-engaging and life-revealing, which is to say, in the idea of becoming. A nation is not measured by what it possesses or wants to possess, but by what it wants to become. By all means, let the happiness market sell us minor satisfactions and even minor follies, so long as we keep them in scale and buy them out of spiritual change. I am no customer for either Puritanism or asceticism, but drop any real spiritual capital at those bazaars, and what you come home to will be your own poorhouse.